Speedway Report is produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Tempers flare between Ryan Newman and Tony Stewart. Sad news comes from the World 100, and we'll talk to an Indy 500 non-qualifier who inspired many young people to overcome their fears. All this and more. Welcome to Speedway Report for Monday, September the 12th, 2016. From the shores of Lake Norman in Race City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina, I'm Patrick Reynolds, and thank you for joining us tonight. From the North Myrtle Beach, ZRN Studios producer Jeff Gilder is with us. As the summer comes to a close down there on the beach, Jeff has noticed that women's bikinis covered 90% of their bodies, and he is so polite that he only stares at the 10% that is covered. How are you, Daddy Jay?
That's it, yeah. You got me figured out, man. I'm doing great. I hope you are.
Doing the math on a Monday night. Welcome to the 30-minute format. How
I
are
love
you?
It, man, I love it.
Yeah, Jerry did a nice show. Stars Radio, if you just missed it, ran from top of the hour to the bottom of the hour. I loved it. Loved what he just did on Stars Radio.
He banged it out, man. He did a great job. Lots of information in a short period of time. That's what it's all about.
Now we're going to nickname this. I'm going to try to see if it sticks. Fastest half hour in radio.
You got it.
We're going for it. Jeff, thanks for bringing us on the air and to life. Hello to all of you out there in radio world, as well as our RacersReunion.com chat rooms. My buddies in the stock car site and the drag racing site. Who's over on the stock car site? Billy Biscoe, as well as Danny Whitener. Larry is there. Stars Radio and Jerry still hanging in there. Woody Delbridge is with us, along with Jeff and myself. Hi, Danny. He says, good evening, everybody. On the drag racing site, Barb has already signed in, along with James Dale, and Woody's over there doing double duty. If you'd like to join them, head to racersreunion.com. Pick your poison, the stock car site or the drag racing site. And a hat tip to our friend Leo down in South America, Brazil, listening to us. He loves Racers Reunion Radio. We will, like I said, we welcome everyone to the fastest half hour in radio, and we remind you to like our Facebook page, Speedway Report with Patrick Reynolds, and you can follow me on Twitter at Speedway Pat. Coming up as our special guest tonight is a fascinating former racer, an Indy 500 non-qualifier whose story turned into an inspiration and an example for children who stutter. Say what? Yes, we will speak to Jigar Saroy and hear his story from an Indy non-qualifier to a very inspirational tale. I know him from my work with Aruba every year, the American Auto Racing Writers and Broadcasters Association. Talked to him every year for several years. Quite the tale. I am looking forward to bringing it to you. Let's check out the Victory Lane lap and give you some winners over this busy late summer weekend. By the calendar, not quite fall yet, but after Labor Day, yeah, kind of autumnish. The Sprint Cup cars raced Saturday night in Richmond, Virginia, where Denny Hamlin won from the pole ahead of a track record 16 caution periods. The Xfinity cars raced Friday night. Surprise, surprise, Kyle Busch wins again. The NASCAR Whelen Modified Tour raced in Seekonk, Massachusetts. Our guest from just a few weeks ago, Timmy Salamito, was your winner. The NASCAR Southern Modified Tour was in East Carolina Speedway. Their first time there in Robertsonville, North Carolina, Bobby Meesmer Jr. took the checkered flag. NASCAR's K&N Pro Series West Tour raced on the road course in Utah, formerly known as Miller Motorsports Park. They ran a doubleheader races Friday and Saturday. Get out the broom. Noah Gragson swept them both. Two checkered flags, two times to hoist the trophy. World of Outlaw Sprint Cars raced the Gold Cup in Chico, California. Doubleheader as well. Friday night was won by Shane Stewart, and Saturday, the big finale, won by Rico Abreu. At the ARCA Fall Classic Saturday night at the Salem Speedway in Indiana, Christopher Bell took home the checkered flag. Another big dirt race in Grandview, Pennsylvania, the annual running of the Freedom 76. Jeff Strunk, your winner, and $25,000 for first place. The Big Dirt Race World 100 at the Eldora Speedway in Rossburg, Ohio. That was won by Bobby Pierce. Sad news came out of that event. Shane Unger passed away Saturday night after a crash in a heat race earlier in the evening. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the Unger family. Even though the autumn is here and the racing season is winding down, thinning out a little bit, still plenty to talk about. September 11th, in memory for all of us as we honor Patriots Day and all those that lost their lives at the terror attacks back in 2001. I'll say this, I'll keep my commentary geared towards auto racing. I criticize NASCAR plenty, but I try not to bash NASCAR. I never want to bash them, but I do criticize them, and I try to be fair about it. If you're going to say something negative, be fair and offer a solution. When I have, I think over the course of my time, or when I've tried to do that, believe I've been fairly successful in at least being fair and laying it on the table. Don't like something about how the sport is going, you speak up. You talk about it, you debate, you welcome other opinions, and say what you got to do. I'll say this, when they do something right and when things go right, it is fair to praise them, tip their hat, give them a lot of respect. How NASCAR handles our respect for the national anthem, military, the American flag makes me proud to be a race fan. I don't follow a whole lot of stick and ball sports, don't know a whole lot about them. I am a race guy. I am a race fan. I don't know nearly enough about football to host a football radio talk show, but I know what I've seen in the headlines, and the NFL ought to be ashamed of themselves on how they've allowed their players to tackle certain social issues. Disrespecting the flag, disrespecting our veterans and the history of this country is not the way to get anything done or any point across. There are causes out there, social causes that do need attention that should be brought to light. But I disagree with disrespecting the United States flag or this country as a way to do it. NASCAR, you saw the patriotism shown in Richmond over the weekend. Outstanding job. Makes me proud to be a race fan. Hat tip to NASCAR for how we treat this country, the American flag, the national anthem, and our veterans. With that, let's step away right here for our first commercial break of the evening. On the other side, I can't wait to tell you guys this story, the story of Jigar Saroy. Tried to qualify for Indy, didn't make it, but that's where the story just begins. You are listening to Speedway Report. I am Patrick Reynolds. We will be back right after this.
You're looking to play some golf in the Myrtle Beach area, just call Dave at the Golf Director, 844-GO-GOLF-1. That's 844-464-6531. Just call Dave. Dave can get you on the course with the best rates on the Grand Strand. Just call Dave. If you're a little shy and you don't like talking on the phone, just chat with Dave. Go to thegolfdirector.com in the lower right-hand corner, click chat. In a few seconds, you're going to be chatting live with Dave. Dave has some of the best golf packages offered anywhere. Just call Dave. 844-GO-GOLF-1. That's 844-464-6531. Tell your friends to tweet at the Golf Director. Hashtag Just Call Dave. 844-GO-GOLF-1. Just call Dave at the Golf Director.
Tee it up. Where we gonna hit 'em today? Tee it up. Got my sticks. I'm on my way.
Out of control. Music from the
Welcome back to Speedway Report from the shores of Lake Norman in Race City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina. I'm Patrick Reynolds. Thank you for tuning in tonight. We welcome to Speedway Report an Indianapolis Motor Speedway driver who became an inspiration to many. Jigar Saroy joins us. How are you tonight, Jigar?
I'm doing just fine, Mr. Patrick, and I really do appreciate having this opportunity.
Well, we thank you for coming on the show. I've known you for a few years. I've had the privilege of hosting the annual American Auto Racing Writers and Broadcasters Association's awards ceremony each May at the Indy Motor Speedway, and we present the Jigar Award each year. Can you tell our audience the reason we remember your Indianapolis efforts?
I'd be happy to. It was a most unusual experience back in 1969. For the qualifications at the Indy Speedway, the agenda then was somewhat different. The poll was established on the first day of qualifications, and it went to the fastest car. And you drew for the sequence of qualifying, and my mechanic drew number one. And we were excited about that because I was a rookie, and our speeds had been rather minimal in regard to the faster cars. But when it came our turn to go out for practice, it was raining, and it rained most of the day. We didn't get out till late in the afternoon. And when you go out to qualify, you take four laps at Indy, and they provide the owner with a yellow flag, and he stands across from the starter inside the track. And any time he's not satisfied with your speed, he raises the flag. Well, I can recall like it was yesterday, completed three laps. I was so excited coming off the fourth corner of the final lap. It was easy to see the starter because he was on a platform raised above the track. And I had my right eye on him, so to speak. And I was so excited because I thought, I'm finally going to get qualified for the Indy 500. But as we flashed across the start and finish line, out of the corner of my eye, I noticed, sadly, that the owner had waved the yellow flag, not waved the flag, he just raised the flag up so the starter could see it. And as I slowed down and moved on the back stretch, it started to sprinkle, and I thought, you better be composed when you get back to the pits because your qualifying run is going to be nullified, and the qualifying is probably going to be rained out, and the sponsor is probably not going to be happy. As I pulled into the pits, the sponsor, a public rep, he was right over to the car, and he said, why did you do that, Jigar? I said, well, that wasn't my decision, sir. I said, that was the owner's decision. Well, because there wasn't anything going on, there were 200,000 people there that day, because back in that era, Indy qualifying was quite popular. Mm-hmm. And the publicity man from the track asked me if I would host a press conference. Not that I was anything special, because that certainly wasn't the case, but we were the only official activity for that day. So I thought, I was worried about my speech problem because I had a distinct stuttering problem then, but I was also kind of self-centered, and I thought, maybe if I host a press conference, I'll get a better car to drive. That wasn't the case, and I had divine intervention with speaking at the press conference because I was peppered with questions for an hour, and I was able to express myself fluently, and there were no car rides offered. But because of that, because I didn't act like I was a jerk, so to speak, after the qualifying was all over, they established an award, and I was invited to this breakfast by the Aruba organization, and as the MC was going through his spiel, I thought, that sounds like my career. Well, I was getting a free breakfast, so I was interested in that.
Good
and
deal.
All at once they said, Jigar, would you come forward? And they gave me the Jigar Award because I'd acted like a decent guy in face of the bad luck. And to add to the first day, you had three attempts with the car, and the second weekend we had a run. And by the way, the speed that we had, if they would have accepted that, it would have been 31st fastest. Nothing to brag about what we would have been in the field. Well, the second weekend, they waved that run off, too, and that run would have been 26th fastest. and I had three laps that were right close together, 164 and a half, and on the final lap it was 5/10 of a mile an hour slower, and the crew said, well, you dropped off a little bit. But I was disappointed but not really upset, because really, back in the day, it was really difficult to get a driver's test in and then to get a car to attempt to qualify. It was really difficult to do that. And I thought, well, yeah, one more chance, because each car in that era received three qualifying attempts. One lap to get warmed up, and the engine dropped the valve, so we didn't make the race. Mm. Even to this day, after all these years, I don't have any excuses about it. If I'd have been going faster, I guess I wouldn't have been waved off. And as they say, that's racing.
Mm-hmm. Now, you overcame the stuttering problem, and you're actually an inspiration to many. Tell me how you did that, and if you're working with people now that stutter.
Well, through the years, I became a stutterer. I was in a tornado at age 3, and the effect of the tornado and the women screaming in the car, I was only 3 years old, but it's vivid. I didn't talk for 3 days, I'm told, and when I did start to talk, I stuttered. And on a 1 to 10 scale, my older sister said I was about a 7. And in school, back in the era, in grade school and high school, they knew I needed help, but they didn't have speech therapy in that area where I live. And doctors told my folks not to talk about it at home for fear that it would make the problem worse. So I just kind of hung in there. And after high school, then I did find a source of professional therapy, and I had innumerable sessions. It was $45 an hour in the 60s, and it just didn't help me. So I thought, well, I better just hang in there. But I didn't handle it very well. And then at age in my 60s, after I retired at a house party, introductions were made, and I had a speech block. That's when you can't get your first name out. And this lady said, "You don't know your name," and it was so embarrassing. And I had read that year of John Stossel, the ABC correspondent, and Annie Glenn, wife of astronaut and politician John Glenn, that they had overcome stuttering with therapy, and they referred me to the Hollins Communications Research Institute in Roanoke, Virginia. 100 hours of intensive stuttering therapy, 21 days in that time span, and it really changed my life. And now I actually have opportunities to be a keynote speaker at state speech, language, and hearing annual conferences. I've had many people help me get established with that. And I also must mention Toastmasters, because I joined Toastmasters and was active in that for 10 years, and that helped me immensely. So I would like to briefly talk about the Stuttering Foundation. They provide self-help resources in the form of DVDs and books, because my professional clinical therapy, while it was effective, it did cost over $3,000. And today, stuttering therapy isn't paid for by many insurance companies. Well, the Stuttering Foundation, and you can reach them at 1-800-992-9392 or www.stutteringhelp.org. And they will provide you with a free package of about stuttering, and they also have a database of stuttering therapists if a person wants to pay for clinical therapy in all 50 states. And if you call that phone number or contact that website, you can get free assistance for the stuttering problem. So they made a lot of progress in the realm of stuttering through the years.
Quite a bit of progress since you were first diagnosed and worked through it yourself. Very quickly, I'm just about out of time. Could you tell me quickly about your work with St. Vincent?
With speaking, you say?
Yes.
Oh, well, what I do, I just give a talk about what it was like from age 3 on up to my current life at age 81. And the talk is from 45 minutes to an hour, and I've spoken in 4 states, and thankfully I think I have divine intervention there too. It's been received well. The therapist, it helps them understand what it's like to grow up being a stutterer, and then what means so much to me, they usually give me time to spend with the aspiring speech language pathologist, and it takes 6 years of college to become a speech pathologist, and I open myself up to questions from the floor, and I answer anything they ask me. I'm not tender-hearted about it at all, because I feel very fortunate that I can give back to the cause today. And when I pass, our estate will provide stuttering therapy for children of financial need at two hospitals, one in Virginia, Norfolk, Virginia, CHKD, Children's Hospital of the King's Daughters, and then also at St. Vincent Hospital in Indianapolis. They have the St. Vincent Fluency Program. And in those states, we will provide help for children who stutter. I have been very fortunate. I've lived a conservative life with that goal in mind after an embarrassing experience at age 15 that when I got older, I would help kids that stutter. Well, I'm older now, and thanks for opportunities like Mr. Patrick Reynolds gives me today to spread the word about stuttering. I've been blessed many, many ways today. I'm a fortunate man.
Thank you so much, Jigger. I appreciate you taking a few moments and sharing your story with us. It was great to hear from you. I'm sure members of our audience, you connected with some of them and provided them with an avenue for help tonight as well. Jigger, thank you so much. I appreciate the time hearing about Indianapolis and you becoming a fine public speaker. I hope you have a great evening and green flag days, as you say, and we'll hopefully catch up before next May.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart, and green flag days to you, my friend. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Yes, sir. We'll talk to you next May, if not sooner. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Jigger. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Patrick. Bye.
Have a great night. Everyone, in between our broadcasts, please keep up on the world of auto racing with our website, SpeedwayReport.com. Our podcasts are now posted on the site, and tonight's will be up soon. We also have brand new columns from Vicki Miller, Paul Bloffus, and myself. Vicki from the WEC race in Mexico City, Paul with a Labor Day roundtable, and mine of how Rubin is not racing. Want to read all those? Check out SpeedwayReport.com for auto racing articles, reads, and program podcasts. Jeff Gilder, thanks for the production work tonight, my friend. I appreciate the good work from you.
It's my pleasure.
You can hear more from Jeff and the Racers Reunion family tomorrow, Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Racing Through History. We affectionately call it the Goat Rodeo, right here on Racers Reunion Radio. Free Pennington with Making an Impact kicks off tomorrow night at 6:30 Eastern Time. Big thanks to Jigger Sirois for joining us tonight. Thank you to everyone on the RacersReunion.com chat rooms for tuning in, both our stock car site and our drag racing site. I am thrilled to be part of the Racers Reunion family. Like we said about the podcast, if you tuned in late or would like to catch a rebroadcast of Speedway Report or basically any of the Racers Reunion programs, we play them in a loop all week long. Live programs Monday and Tuesday. You got loop in a replay 24/7 for the next week, and podcasts are available. Head on over to SpeedwayReport.com. I want to thank all of the military, past and present, for the freedoms we enjoy as Americans in our daily life, including the simple things like bench racing right here on a Monday night. Freedom is not free, and a veteran paid that bill for us. To all of the men and women who are defending freedom and listening to Racers Reunion Radio, take care of yourselves and come home soon. And a special salute to the teachers, school staff, firefighters, police officers, and paramedics in our own communities. They are quiet and modest heroes every single day. God bless and thank you. You have been listening to Speedway Report from the shores of Lake Norman and Race City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina. Produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. All of our NHRA and drag racing friends that appreciate great music, stay tuned right here for Bill Pratt, John Buckelman, and Barb Santucci on Racing and Rockin' with DragList.com. A reminder to like our Facebook page, Speedway Report with Patrick Reynolds, and follow me on Twitter at Speedway Pat. For Jeff Gilder, I'm Patrick Reynolds. We will be back next week in bench race about Chicago, Sonoma, Austin, Charlotte, the short tracks, and more. Thank you all for listening. Good night.